You're listening to Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm Brian Zumhagen. Summer in the city means it's time to get outside and lounge in your neighborhood park or hang out in the garden. But it can also be a chance to get up close to some great art without having to spend time inside a museum. Lee Rosenbaum is an art critic who checked out some of the best places in the area where nature and culture meet. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. Nice to see you, Brian.
So now you visited one sculpture garden in your home state of New Jersey. It's called the Grounds for Sculpture in Hamilton. Tell me about that sculpture garden.
Well, I have to confess that I hadn't been there. It's a little off the beaten art world track. It's an unconventional place. It's very unmuseum-like, but it was probably the most fun. It was put there on a flat piece of land. They totally re-landscaped it, put in horticultural plantings of all sorts, and made winding paths that lead you serendipitously to all kinds of different sculptures, some by very well-known artists, some by people who probably regular museum goers have never heard of.
And you can get up pretty close to the art there?
Yes, it was founded by a maverick figurative sculptor named Jade Seward Johnson, and you might call it the Seward's Folly of the art world. He was the one who conceived this place, and his sculptures are, some of them are tableaus that are based on very famous Impressionist paintings. They're three-dimensional, and I must confess, I sat down with the mother and child from Run of the Renoirs, and it's a favorite photo op for visitors at the park.
Speaking of the mother and child, I imagine that people are tempted to go to these sculpture gardens with children. How does that work?
It works beautifully there. I would recommend, if you haven't introduced your children to a museum yet, I would say this is probably the best way that you can introduce them to the art. Most of the works have labels on them saying, you may touch this sculpture with care and respect. This is highly, highly unusual as an art museum experience. Do not try this when you take your kids to the museum. Make sure they know the difference.
One of the sculpture gardens you visited is the Donald Kendall Sculpture Garden at PepsiCo World Headquarters in Purchase. It's a corporate collection. Does that feel, well, corporate?
Yes, it does, but it was a truly masterpiece collection. It's on very manicured corporate grounds. It was formed by a CEO at the time, Donald Kendall, who during the great era of the 1970s, when corporate art collecting was in its heyday, you couldn't do this today. Most of the corporations have to watch the bottom line and worry about shareholders who think this is a frivolous expenditure. But at the time, he collected major, major works by such people as Rodin, Ernst, Dubuffet, Noguchi, Nevelson, and of course Henry Moore, who was a favorite of sculpture gardens at the time. And there were truly amazing works by Giacometti, two large standing women, his tall, attenuated figures, and a David Smith cube totem from the 1960s. And you kind of have to look for those. Get out your sculpture map and make sure you find those works because they are truly major masterpieces.
Now, unlike the other two sculpture gardens you visited, this one is more centrally located so that area residents can take advantage of it.
It's about 30 minutes up the Hutchinson River Parkway. And but what's really extraordinary about this place, which I neglected to mention, is it is absolutely free. Anyone can just walk in there, and it's become a kind of community, a very high-toned, upscale community park, and you will see, I mean, part of the fun there is just seeing what goes on. I saw a boy and his father playing catch underneath the big calder. I saw two little brother and sister climbing up the calder. I saw people walking their dogs, taking power walks for exercise, and I even saw an Ethiopian wedding party, a whole group of people in their wedding finery who were in a procession chanting, singing, and dancing as they went to take photographs before the wedding.
Now, you also visited the Storm King Art Center in Mountainville, New York. That's up in the Hudson Valley.
That's right.
You said that's the closest to a traditional museum experience. How so?
Well, this is a definitely do-not-touch zone, it can be breathtaking. Storm King is on 500 acres with beautiful mountains all around. It shows artists who are probably the curatorial. You will see these artists in the Whitney Museum. They're curatorial favorites. It includes Mark DeSouvreau, Calder, and Richard Serra, whose works you can also see right now at the Museum of Modern Art. As you know, they're having a major retrospective. And you can visit a very small urban sculpture garden at MoMA and see some of Serra's works there as well.
I've been speaking with Lee Rosenbaum, who covers art and museums for the Wall Street Journal and other publications. Thank you very much for talking with us, Lee.
It was a great pleasure. Thank you, Brian.
You can find a link to her blog and more information about the gardens she's been discussing by visiting our website, wnyc.org.